When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Like right here, just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jawless.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Yep. Gesundheit. Look up. Catch a falling
star. Goddamn.
We lost it. God, that is the worst. I'm sorry.
It's still in there.
I know. I bet it is.
It's a sneeze.
This is like the sneeze. Of course, the sneeze. Breaking news. Chris and I have both worked out and it's before 11 a.m. What?
I took the 8:15 class.
Oh, my. Oh, wow. And you showered. I'm like fresh off the class. I kind of like dragged my ass home and said, get your ass ready.
Yeah, look at you.
But I'm proud of myself because I went and it's been hard for me to get back there. My instructor today said, where have you been?
Do you know that? I heard that they do that on purpose.
Wait, but I really believed her. What do you mean?
Because I went back. I talked to a friend of mine and yours who works at a gym.
I know who you're talking about. Okay.
And I was saying how like when I went back to Rumble after not going for a while, I was like, everyone was like, oh, where have you been? We haven't seen you in so long. Have you been going to another studio? And then my friend was like, yeah, we're like instructed to do that when people come back after not being there for a while because it like makes you continue
coming.
Okay,
I'm hurt. I'm really hurt. I was like, I knew someone cared and I knew I brought good energy to a class. I said those two things to myself because the instructor was like, girl, where have you been? And I said, girl, I don't know.
It's true. Like instructors can say, like, I'm like, I know that you're being fake maybe, but I don't give a fuck because it is inspiring me right now.
Exactly. Like, and it's,
there's one trainer at Rumble and I'm like, you could start a cult and I would be in it.
Yeah. Some of them really could.
She like will be like, she's like, you don't have to earn anything. You deserve everything.
I went to a Rumble where I said, yeah, this girl is gospel. I was like, she's practically preaching a sermon and I'm here for it.
Literally.
The girl who I had today at the end says like, thank your body, have a cookie. And it makes me feel so great because like no one says that after you work out, you know, or it's rare. And I love that she says that. It makes me feel so good.
Yeah, that's a nice way.
I know. I really like her. And then the guy who like owns the gym, who's like, whatever, he's a little bit too intense for me. But one time the instructors take the classes with you, which is insane. So
I know,
one time
that happens at Rumble too. And I'm like, girl.
I'm like, please don't be here. But he was next to me like a week or so ago. And he was like, I'm trying to keep up with you, which I was like, what? Stop doing that. I was like, stop pretending that, like, you know what I mean? Yes. When I was like, he's literally running at 17 miles an hour. Like he is sprinting and I am doing my best. But then he's like, how about this girl? I'm just trying to keep up with her. I said, don't utter my name. Don't point at me. Don't. Nice me, sir.
That one time, and this is like my favorite instructor at Rumble. I love her. When I go in, she's always like so happy to see me. She like gives me a hug and a little smooch on the cheek. But one time I was it was like squat jumps. And she was like, oh my God, Chris is going to jump through the ceiling. And I was like, shut up, bitch.
Shut your face. Yeah.
Like you and I both fucking know. that I'm not going to jump through the ceiling.
There's a thin line. Like, I also went on Monday and there was this man next to me. And I say man because he was like older. Okay. He was like a man. I want to say like 45.
I love that you have to justify that why you're saying that a grown up man was a man.
Well, thank you. But he's like this older guy. And then we did like one thing and he like claps. He clapped every single time and did a fist, like to fist pump him. And at first I was like, what's going on? And then by the end, I was like fist bumping everyone. I was like, he has such great energy and it's so nice. But at the beginning, I was like, dude, stay in your lane and like, don't touch me. And then at the end, I was like, why don't we high five every? Why aren't we all high fiving the whole time? Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful thing. I tried to start a clap today. It did not work, but I tried.
You tried to start a clap?
I did. We finished the treadmills, which I always think deserves a clap because I can't believe I'm running. And then no one else clapped. But that's okay because I clapped.
Oh, see, sometimes when people are like really like that in class, I'm like, stop.
I know. Well, that was me today. But I said,
I'm like,
you know
I'm
what?
Dying.
Yeah, I'm dying too. That's why I'm clapping. I'm clapping like Tinkerbell. I'm like, somebody believe in me so I can keep going. Okay.
When I was at my parents', I was like, I'm going to walk on the treadmill. So I'm going to do like a treadmill. So I did a little, I did like 4.5 miles for like,
wow,
like, I don't know, 8 minutes. And then I did like,
oh my God, that's a fast walk.
Well, I did like a little jog and then I did,
oh, okay,
3.5, but then I bumped the incline up to like an 8. And
that's
I did
it.
That
that's
for like 20
it.
Minutes. And Jesse,
woo,
the next 3 days, I thought that I literally thought I was like
your
maybe
shins.
Broke something in my ankle. I couldn't
sure.
walk.
No, like speed walking or is not a joke. Like it is so hard.
I looked
and
it up.
That's
it's
why
the
it's
incline.
Good. It is the incline. It works the back of your calves and your legs and stuff
and
your
the
butt.
The front
I believe.
Of your ankle is what it
yeah, the front of your
it was like
frickin'
the
ankle.
Front of like where my foot is, like this part of my ankle.
Yeah.
It oh. literally felt like somebody was stabbing knives in it the second day, like the second day after. I like literally could not walk.
Yeah. It's working out is no joke. Not that, I mean, at this point, you and I are professionals.
Athletes,
but,
yeah.
So don't do it lightly. Do it lightly, you guys. You know, keep it. But I will say, like when I sweat, I feel amazing.
It does make me feel so much better about myself.
Yeah. Oh, I feel so much better.
And I woke up and I was like, oh, I really don't. Like I woke up at 7. It's still like kind of dark out. It's like another gloomy day, of course.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. I got back yesterday and I was like in a fucking mood yesterday.
Me too.
Like I cried for no reason. I like came back from my parents yesterday, but I like, I don't know what was going on. I just was like the worst version of myself.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I like binged like a fucking athlete the day before a race last night. And so then this morning I was just like, oh, maybe I'll just not go to class and then I can sleep for another like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But I didn't. And I went.
I'm so proud of
and
you.
I got
yeah,
the dog
it is.
To doggy daycare before class and everything.
Oh my God. Yeah, you're very accomplished. I'm very proud of myself as well. It's so hard. I always want to talk myself out of it, but today I said you simply can't. You simply cannot.
I saw a woman in Madison Square Park today that I thought for a second, I was like, is this Jessie like in her best mood? Because number one, this woman's like bopping around. Like the way she's walking, she's like thriving.
That's me. I bop. Yeah.
Well, it's like you when you're like in a really good mood, feeling yourself.
Yeah. Thriving. Yeah.
So she was, and she's like walking her dog, but then she sees another dog wearing a coat and she was like, oh my God, how precious is that coat? I'm dead screaming. And then I'm like walking and all of a sudden I have my like leopard print coat on. And then she like saddles up next to me. She's wearing like a like metallic-y jacket. And she was like, metallic and animal print? Is there any better way to start the morning? And she's like walking alongside me. And I was like, haha. And she's like, I know what you're thinking. No, I'm not homeless. I just am getting my day started. Normally, I'm very fashion forward.
Oh, my God. I love her.
Her energy was just, I was like, Jessie, you seem like the type of woman that Jessie would like like if she was working at a thrift store.
Yeah. Please. Like, I'm like
the woman was giving thrift store manager energy.
Absolutely. I love that. She rolls in late. She's like, vintage waits for no one. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I love that. That's when I always like want to become a documentarian, because I'm like, I'll just follow you for years. I'll just keep I just want to watch you be. Mm-hmm. Could I? You know, please, I beg of you. But that's creepy to some people, and I understand that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, je ne sais pas.
What's going on? Anything?
What's going on? Well, yesterday I was also in like a very weird mood. I've been rewatching Laguna Beach and Now I'm on the Hills.
LOL.
Which, the drama. And I was watching it and then I started coloring because I said, what's going on? You know, just trying to keep her moving, feeling bright, feeling light.
I'm done.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know. Nothing, I guess. Kind of nothing, yeah.
Kind of nothing?
I mean, nothing. I don't can't think of anything going on. I've been by myself a lot. So.
Oh, right, right, right. Have you talked to Tim a lot?
Yeah, of course. I talked to him, but he is, you know, lying. He's busy. And I'm trying to be busy. I just am. I don't know. It's like I actually was very busy this week. I went to like a networking event. And that was interesting. And so actually, I have been kind of busy, but then I think I wore myself out. So you got to toe that line, you know, really tiptoe it.
Yeah. When I got back to the city yesterday, I was just like, I hate it here. Like, I was like, I want to burn this city to the motherfucking ground was like sort of the energy. Vibe of how I was. Yeah.
Wow. Why do you think?
I don't know.
Are you feeling better now?
I am feeling better now today.
Okay, good.
I think that I don't know. I am sick of living in the city, I'll say that.
Yeah, you should definitely move to Astoria.
Like, I kind of felt like I was like, well, back to my empty fucking life. Also, when I say city, I mean like the Astoria city. Is the city still, honey.
Okay, I hear you. So you're going, listen, do I think that you're going to buy a quaint cottage somewhere? Yeah, I do.
The thing is, I'm like, it's too, I don't think that I, you know, I'm afraid that if I were to buy a quaint cottage somewhere at this point.
Yeah.
That I would sort of be a recluse for the rest of my life.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay. All right. So what's the move?
While I am happy to do that. I'm like, yeah. I think I want like a family someday, you know.
Of course you do. I wasn't saying one for the other.
No, I know. But I know that if I were to.
I could hear how that could become that. I think the goal then is that you have to fall back in love with the city.
That's never going to happen. But I need to like, I've been here for almost 11 years. That is.
I know, me too.
Enough. I mean, the thing is, I'm like at a place where I'm like, I would like the city if I just had to come in sometimes. Like, I don't. My fear is like, am I going to meet someone out of the city? But it's been 11 years and I haven't met someone here. So maybe I fucking would meet someone out of the city.
Okay. Well,
and then I'm walking my suitcase. So I have the dog who's going fucking bananas because I had him in they have to keep in like a crate thing while they're on the train. And so I have the crate thing, my wheeling suitcase, and then walking the dog. And I'm walking from Penn Station to my apartment, which is like a mile.
Why the hell would you do that to yourself?
Because it was like height of rush hour.
Oh, my God.
And
you just need a car, Chris. You need a car real bad.
I agree. And then I get a block, two blocks from like two avenue blocks from my apartment. The handle to my suitcase rips off. You'll see how that this is beyond repair because I did slam it 500 times with the handle.
There is nothing more humbling.
I was like,
oh, God.
I saw a couple making out as I'm waiting for the crosswalk to turn. And I'm like, I'm one. If this suitcase zipper busts, I'm pushing these people into traffic.
Yeah. Yeah, the city will, the city can really break you that way. I always say the city is hell if you have more than a bag. Like, if you have more than like a little tote, the city is fucking hell.
Yeah.
You got to be light and bright when you're moving around this city. You got to be, or yeah, it's just, a it's nightmare. Too much. It's a nightmare. But yeah, I think a car would be good for you. Sort of just like that way you can leave anytime you want. You won't feel as trapped, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, it was just one of those days.
Yeah. Ugh.
From the morning I woke up. Yeah, it was just
a slow downhill demise. Anything fun coming up? Do you have anything on the cal? You're like, look at that.
No. Well, I mean, yeah, I have like things I have to go to this weekend, but like,
okay,
like birthday parties and stuff. But
fun.
Yeah. But nothing wild. I feel good though. I feel like,
okay, good.
I feel better. I'm like,
dare I say, you should come do mushrooms with me again, but this time on purpose.
I don't like shrooms as much as you do.
Okay.
I do, but I have to, like, I don't know. I don't like feeling, like, out of control.
It's also funny.
I, like, very quickly, like, will go in the wrong direction.
Even if I'm there, though?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
I mean, it has nothing to do with anybody.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. Like, in my head.
But you
could
just
have a break in the conversation for 1 second, and my head will automatically go to, like, what am I going to do when my family dies?
Oh yeah, okay,
you know, like, okay. things like that.
But yeah, little moments.
It's just if I take too much, so you know, it's still on the table.
Yeah, I think it's really fun. That's just what I think, and I think that it can be so healing. I think that's the thing about mushrooms that I just can't get enough of.
Yeah, I mean, some people are like fucking obsessed with them.
I think I might be one of those people.
Yeah,
I hate to say it, but I kind of think that's me because I keep talking about it and it's like enough, but I can't stop. So, you know, I don't know.
Well, it's new. It's new to you.
It's new to me and it's so exciting to me. And I think it's like, I don't know. I just think it's awesome.
Have you done them with your boyfriend yet?
Yeah. I did it with him for the first time.
Oh, okay.
And second time. So it was very fun. But I mean, I want to do it again now that I know what I'm doing also, you know?
Yeah. You really went full throttle into the... mushroom life.
I fucking jumped in like bottom
the
first,
deep end.
You know, I am so deep. It's like, what's going on? But I don't know. It's fun. And yeah, I know. I'm thinking about, I don't know. I'm thinking, it's February. Yeah. So, you know, what's
Valentine's
going on?
Valentine's Day is coming up.
That's exciting and nerve wracking, you know?
Not if you don't have anybody. But it's exciting and nerve-wracking for you. Is this your first Valentine's Day or second together?
First.
And he's not there.
Yeah.
Are you sending something?
I have, yeah. I've got a lot of stuff like that I got. But, you know, I think I get nervous. I'm like, what if it's not special or what if I don't feel special? But that's just choosing to look at it negatively because it could be really great. I don't even know what I want, but I just want to feel special, I think.
Oh, that's nice. I've given up on feeling special.
I sort of demand it. That's my strategy. I don't just like wait for, I demand it. So it's more just like, I get nervous that, you know, that I'm demanding, but I am.
Listen.
Demand.
Go for what you want.
Yeah, exactly.
And get what you want.
Why are we not always being spoiled all the time? I just think life's about like being spoiled. I don't know. What are we waiting for? I just don't get it.
Should we do a Valentine's themed Hallmark?
Yeah, that would be so beautiful.
The Hallmark movie of the week.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Okay.
Or do you want me to?
I feel like you have an idea.
I don't, but I can come up with one.
Okay. I love that.
A high powered,
yes,
greeting card executive.
100%.
Is that too basic?
No. Greeting cards are
useless.
Really? Well, I was going to say a dying art.
Very. I hate getting cards. Way.
You what?
Do you like getting cards?
I love getting cards, especially handwritten cards.
I don't hate getting cards, but I don't care.
What?
Unless there's like a long, beautiful message, like a thank you card. Thank you, not. I don't care.
Oh, thank you cards are stupid. So thank you card,
thank you next. I don't need that.
Thank you next. I'm like, who told you you had to do this? Like, I think it's just thank you cards are just people who want to, you know, be very cookie cutter, which I don't respect.
I know someone who once sent a thank you card for a thank you card.
I can't. That's a vortex you can get stuck in for life.
And I was like, what the absolute fuck? I think, okay, here's my opinion on things.
Go ahead.
Like, for gifts, I don't need a thank you card. Say thank you in the moment. That's all I need. Like, if someone takes you on, like, a trip or something, then, like, I don't know, send, like, a flowers, something, like, that's, like, you know.
An inside joke, maybe? I don't know. But don't send me a thank you card.
Yeah. I don't fucking need that.
I'm also like, send me an IOU, okay, instead of a thank you card. Because that's, if I get you a present, girl, treat it like every other thing. When it's a wedding, people are like, you have to. I'm like, who the hell?
I know.
No one wants a thank you card. And they're all generic, trying not to be generic because it's inevitably a nightmare.
Okay, you know what?
So just don't send me anything.
A high-powered wedding planning.
Wow, yeah.
Company.
Wow, great.
Event planner.
Okay, yep, perfect.
Her name is...
What?
Bianca.
Wow.
It's a strong name.
Yeah.
Bianca Bellingham.
Perfect.
Bianca Bellingham.
Yeah.
And she owns this event planning business with her best friend, Evan Essentia.
Oh my God. Evan Essentia. I was like, I actually love that name. Okay, yes.
So Bianca and Evan.
Yeah.
Are some of the best event planners in the world.
They're best.
Like the Gerties, like from Real Housewives of Miami. They're like Gertie times 10. They've been named in so many things as the best event planners.
I don't know who Gertie is, but...
Well, do you watch Real Housewives of Miami?
No.
Oh. Well, she's Real Housewives of Miami, but she also has, like, been named Vogue's, like, top wedding planner of the...
Wow.
In the country and stuff.
Okay. Toot toot.
She also did someone from Betch's wedding.
Well, that doesn't make me impressed at all.
No, but it's just a fun fact.
It is a fun fact.
So, where was I... Okay, so they're big wedding planners, and they are planning the wedding for... I don't know if I'm into this.
I don't think I am.
I don't know if I have a Hallmark in me right now.
I don't think I have... Thank you for saying that. I literally don't think I have a Hallmark in me.
I'm grasping at straws here.
I'm... Yeah, like it's
Hallmark
too hard.
Does every single day, but still...
yeah. But it's too much, you know? It's literally too much.
Because I think we should go back to talking about things that other people like that we find meaningless.
Okay, yeah. I really like what we were doing with thank you cards. Don't ever send me a thank you card. I find it offensive. You're not welcome, okay?
Do not send me a card. Like, if you send me a birthday card...
And oh, I like a birthday card.
But if it's literally like you just pop it open and it's like... Love X, like whoever.
Oh, no, no. Oh, don't do that. I want like a handmade handwritten card. Those are gorgeous.
A handmade card. Yes, I do love a handmade card.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And I think when people have written, I keep cards that people give me where they really write things that I'm like, oh my God, this is beautiful. And like, I want to remember this. I think that's, I love cards like that. If you want to send me a card like that, you can. Okay, my door is open. But if you want to send anything else, please don't.
No, I love a handmade gift. I'll tell you that.
Me too. My God, those are my favorite. Those are stunning. Also, I love a gift. I love a gift where like I was with someone and I said I liked it. And then like months later, they got it for me, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That'll make me sob every time.
Basically, if I feel like someone has thought about me.
Yeah.
When they didn't
have to. Or listened once.
Yeah.
I know. Listened even one time. So
maybe someday I'll experience that. But
yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Can I? So I want to watch a movie, this movie tonight.
Okay, what movie?
Because, so did you hear about this girl was like, this woman was nominated for Best Actress for the Oscars.
Okay.
And then the Oscars were saying basically like, she, because a bunch of famous people had, it was like this little movie that made only like less than 100 grand in the box office, like a little indie movie. But then a bunch of famous people, like Gwyneth Paltrow and stuff, were like, this is the best movie ever. Like, this actress is amazing, whatever. And so then she ends up nominated for an Oscar, but then they were saying that, like, it might have not been fair. Like, the Academy was looking into, like, taking away the nomination because of this. But then a lot of other people, like, basically, a lot of people that are nominated for Oscars, it's like a campaign.
Right.
Like Meryl Streep will send like for your consideration emails.
Totally.
Or whatever. And so long story short, it was fine. She's still nominated. But I watched the trailer to the movie and I really want to watch it.
What's it called?
I think it's called To Leslie. It's about like a woman that wins the lottery for like 200 grand. But then like, spends it all in like a year or two and then is like back to being dirt poor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that adds up.
And like her life, and it's like a drama.
That sounds good.
But I think I'm going to have like a date with myself and watch it tonight.
Okay. That sounds honestly stunning. I'm so jealous. Maybe I'll
get back to that. You on that.
Yeah. Get back to me on that. That sounds stunning. I'm seeing Kate Berlin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I'm excited about. I hope it's going to inspire me to write a one-woman show again. So
people love that fucking show.
Yeah. And I'm like, I want to see what all the hype's about.
She is so fucking funny.
I know.
I mean, she's been doing it for like months now.
I know.
Sold out. It's crazy.
I know. So I'm like, all right. Could be fun. Could be. It's going to be really fun, actually. I think it's going to be a hoot and a half. How about that?
That is going to be a hoot and a half.
I know. I'm really excited. I'm like, it's about damn time. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say? I don't know. New Jersey Housewives came back. That was exciting.
That's exciting.
And I tell you that there's one new housewife on it that...
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever been so excited for a new housewife, honestly. Just like the second she started talking, I was like... Yes, because she's from Staten Island.
Love.
And so I love that because I loved Mob Wives so much.
Yeah.
And I was like, she looks familiar. She was on True Life. Remember that show on MTV?
Yes, of course I do.
She was on
True Life what?
True Life, I'm a Staten Island girl. And she was like in the episode, like taking classes to try to lose her accent because she wanted to be a serious actress.
Uh-oh, I'm crying.
And... I'm just happy for her that she's made it to reality TV on a serious level.
Yeah, she did. Accent and all, honey. Accent and all. She embraced herself. You see, that's what it's all about. I love True Life. I remember True Life. Well, I remember some toxic True Life. So I'll tell you that. I remember the True Life. I'm a professional eater.
I don't remember that one.
It's like, I think it was all, or it was people who are professional eaters. So they would just be like, yeah, today I'm going to expand my stomach and eat, you know, a million like wings. And I was like, could I get into this? And I also was like, how are they all, you know, doing this? How is this?
Yeah, I think it's like a thing.
It is a thing. It is a thing.
I remember like True Life, I'm fat and I like it. I think it was.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I remember the obese ones. I remember the I have an eating disorder. Those were really problematic.
Yeah. There was quite a few that were crazy.
Yeah. Remember Maid?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Remember Maid? That was like.
What would you have done if you went on Maid? I hate it. I hated the dumb ones that were like,
yeah,
I want to be made into a hip hop artist.
Yeah, that's humiliating.
And it's like,
I think I would. Yeah, they have like a rapper at their house at 4 a.m. who's like, listen to the beat, hip hop, hippity hop. And you're like, what's going to happen?
And then they like Kim. The big ending is like them doing it for their family.
Yeah, they train for months. I think I'd want to be a fashion designer.
I feel like that's not that exciting of television.
For you. First of all, I'd have to learn how to sew. That's stressful.
Who wants to watch a full hour of someone learning how to sew?
Okay.
I would just take a class at the fucking learning annex.
Oh, I bet you would. Fine. What would you become? What would you be made into, huh?
Well, I've already made myself into everything I want, so.
Yeah.
I want to be made into someone that's not depressed.
You should do mushrooms with me.
Jesse, this is not an ad for mushrooms. I need you to...
I know.
I've done mushrooms. They don't cure depression for me.
They don't cure for me. I think it's just like remembering how lucky we are. Mushrooms make me remember I'm lucky.
See, I don't think that does that for me.
Yeah, it might not.
I believe that it does it for you.
Sometimes, yeah.
Because I've seen it happen.
Thank you. I remember my sweet 16.
My super sweet 16, yeah.
My super sweet 16. That was a great show.
That was crazy. Remember the one with the girl that was like, they all were terrible, but they would like, there was one girl who like made her friend make all of the invitations and then didn't give her one of the invitations. because she said that. She said she had like an attitude or something, so she wasn't invited.
I just remember sometimes they were like, you know, like Ariana Grande is going to be there. Like sometimes they literally got humongous names to come to their Sweet 16. Remember that?
I love that. That's crazy. They really did.
And then the one girl from it, I forget her name, like Jacqueline, was on the TLC series, like I'm Obsessed with My Mom or something.
Oh,
but she was like, yeah, she was on that show. And then her and her mom were on that show, like the mom obsessed show, which was absolutely disturbing. I couldn't watch it. I tried. It just made me feel sick.
There was like a show on something called like Extreme Moms in like the 2000s. And
yeah.
There's one where it's like Extreme Moms, like cheerleaders. And it's like the two girls are like cheerleaders and the parents are fucking insane.
The moms are cheerleaders?
No, the daughters are. And then the moms super intense.
Cheerleader moms. Okay, got it.
And like the one daughter is like, I love cheerleading, but like my older sister's so much better than me. And it was that her other daughter was Gabby Butler, who is the girl from Cheer now. Like the daughter that she was like, my one sister is like so much better. And that's the only daughter my mom cares about. And my mom's like, it's not that I like Gabby more. It's just that she tries harder. And now Gabby is
a cheerleader.
Like the one of the best in the world, right?
Yeah. Like, I think honestly, a cheerleader who knows how to like monetize that, which I think is pretty difficult.
And it was kind of sad because like Gabby was like, and the sister got along really well. And like,
yeah.
Gabby was like, well, like trying to help. And the mom was just terrible.
Ugh.
There's also one mom that was just like obsessed with being naked all the time.
And okay, so
they would like go to the public park. She's like, I love going to New York because you can be topless and it's legal. And so they're in Central Park. She's with her husband and her two kids. And she just is topless.
No.
And the daughter's like, humiliated.
Oh my god.
Which, and the mom's like how dare like you tell me to cover up my body. I'm like, she's fucking 13 and you are taking your tits out that her friends are going to be watching this.
Yeah, I mean, you could totally do that on your own time, you know, like, but just not with your kids.
Totally.
I think, I don't know, is that judgmental? I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so. I'm like, I don't come think on it that's is. Rude to your kid.
I think it is rude. And I think it's awesome that you're comfortable with it. It's just, is everyone you're with comfortable with it? Because they have to feel that as well. And I think when you, yeah, when you're a parent, I would imagine that's hard. Did you see the Pamela documentary?
I didn't see it yet.
It's really good.
But I do love Pamela.
She's awesome. And she really puts like her kids first. Like first.
Yeah, I mean, she always did, right? Like the whole...
She always did.
I've always felt for her.
I really, like, I feel like I didn't even know how much I should feel for her. And now it's so much. And I can't believe that they put out the scripted series without talking to her. Like, I just can't believe that's legal.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy. I also, yeah, I didn't realize, did you know, remember when that porno of Paris Hilton came out?
Yeah.
That, like, Pamela Anderson's ex-husband, one of them. Because she's been married okay. 6 times to 5 different guys. Amazing.
Right.
I love people like that. I'm fascinated by people that, like Elizabeth Taylor, who's been married 8 times to 7 men. Like,
yeah.
It's fascinating. But he was the one that, like, released that sex tape with Paris Hilton against her knowledge and, like, will. And then Paris Hilton won like a huge lawsuit against him.
Wow.
And then gave the money to like a charity.
Way to fucking go.
These poor women that society has just.
I know, because it's like they demonize and sexualize. And it's like, it's just wild. Like it's the whole documentary. You're like, in what world? And it's like our world and a few years ago. And it's still happening. So. I'm not really sure, but it just made me respect her so much. And I mean, that's the thing about, even if you're literally the hottest woman in the entire world, I think that she like struggled with, you know, feeling good and self-confidence and like choosing, you know, people that really loved and respected her and was gonna, you know, it's just very, it's hard.
Yeah.
And you go, if Pamela Anderson, like, you know, and then she did Broadway and the girl can say, now I'm a huge stan. I'm like, how literally do I support her? Because apparently she like, you know, I just thought she's a millionaire.
She is.
But I don't think she is.
I mean, her one husband left her after he died recently, left her $10 million. Maybe he didn't die yet,
okay.
But he did like they had a very short marriage, but he still left her, said that he loved her so much that he was still leaving her $10 million.
Okay, wow. Well, that's great. I just want her to be able to, you know, do whatever she wants.
And it's crazy nothing, that she great. Didn't get money from Pam and Tommy.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, fucked up.
That's what I'm saying. It's her likeness. I don't even understand.
That's gotta be crazy. Imagine someone and making about, a popular... TV series about you and you have nothing to do with it.
About you and about the event that you want to not keep being brought up about you.
Yeah, I do. Here's what I'll say. I think without that, though,
yeah,
people would never have really re-examined what the world did to Pamela Anderson. Like, I think that show coming also brought the documentary... people.
Sure. I mean, that's her response, right?
Yeah. So like without that, people would just never have. I didn't realize that like it had been released without consent.
Yeah, from I didn't
either of them. Like,
yeah, I didn't know that.
And it had been like I didn't know any of that. But like, yeah. So while it's fucked up, I do think that like the silver lining is look at her now.
Look at her now. I know. I just want to see her like.
Because Broadway was recently too. Broadway was after the show.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good.
Because I think the show, people were watching the show and were like, oh my God, this is really what happened. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah. A resurgence, if you will.
Maybe someday Pamela Anderson can play our mom in something.
That would be stunning. Sorry, Winnie was actually.
Can you imagine?
I would love that. I would be honored. Or at least
she looks just like us.
It's a spitting image. I don't think you could tell the difference if we all stood in the lineup, you know?
Wait, what does she say about Tim Allen in that? Doesn't she say something about him in the documentary that he like flashed her?
Oh, I missed that. It did.
Because I used to watch her on Home Improvement all the time.
You know, I don't think Home Improvement came up at all.
She definitely did, because it's been in the news and stuff that she said that Tim Allen, like, basically, like, showed her his dick. And then she said this, I think, in the documentary, because he publicly said, like, it wasn't true. And then she came back out and was like, it's fucking true.
Wow. Okay, I missed that then.
I don't know. People are crazy.
People are cuckoo bananas.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
I actually do love Cocoa Puffs, and I would have a bowl right now. I went grocery shopping yesterday. That was kind of huge.
Wow.
Thank you.
Did you get anything good?
I did. First of all, I got a ton of seltzers, and that always makes me feel good, because then I have seltzer and I can, it's just nice. And I got popcorn. Oh my God, do I love popcorn? Mm. I love popcorn. Talk about watching a movie without popcorn. How could you? How could you?
I know it.
I love it. I know it. I love it. I also got grapes. Wait, do you watch? Have you seen, what's it called? Is it Bling Empire of New York or something?
I haven't watched the New York one, but I'm familiar.
Well, in the episode, literally one of the girls starts dating this guy she meets on vacation whose parents own a fruit market in Astoria, and it's my fruit market. And I screamed. And then I went to buy fruit yesterday and they're just playing that scene on loop. I'm dying. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, was that, I was asking the people who work there. I'm like, are they still together? Was it really true? And they were all like, oh my God, no, they're just friends. It was for publicity. And I was like, oh.
See, I've interviewed everyone from Bling Empire, the original one.
Yeah.
And it seemed like true, at least that one, the stuff.
Okay. I don't know why this one was a real.
It makes you wonder.
Yeah.
What? Because if I was on a reality show, you know, I would be telling my family everything is fake.
Like, yeah, and I'd also like, being like, I'm not going to bring a guy on unless we're positive who he is and what he's going to say.
No, I could never be on a reality show like about my life.
No, it would be a nightmare. And you can tell, like, I mean, I knew it didn't go anywhere because I looked at her Instagram and there was not one picture of them together. So I said, okay, they didn't make it. But also, I guess they were never really dating. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Interesting.
But my Astoria fruit market is famous and it's kind of a big deal.
That's amazing.
I know. It was really, honestly, and then they're playing. I died. I truly sobbed.
And they will forever. It was incredible.
It's literally just on loop in there. And I'm like, I can't believe it. And like when I saw it on the show, I screamed because it's literally an avenue and a half away. Like I couldn't even believe it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Stunning. Stunning.
I saw in the end of the other Bling Empire, the one goes to New York and she's like, so rich. And she's like, I'm going to this bar where I go all the time. And it's like a bar that I go all the time or used to go all the time. And it's such a shitty trash hole. And I was like, is that fucking... And the bar, because they're like, thing, they have tons of Christmas lights hanging all the time.
Yeah.
And the reason they're there is because one time they shot a movie there and they came and like put them all up to shoot. And then at the end of the day, they were like, okay, now we have to get all of these lights down. And the owner was like, if you want to leave them, you can. And they were like, okay. And they left them all. And so it looks amazing. But I'm like, and it's been like that for like 10 years or something.
Wow.
But like my friends go there because they used to go there in high school because they would come from Long Island and they didn't ID there. So it's a shitty bar. And there's always on weekends like a massive line to get in that goes like around the block. But because my friends have been going there from high school, they know everyone. So I never feel like more of a celebrity than going to this terrible bar because we can just walk up to the bouncer and he like moves the thing and I'm like, excuse me.
I'm sorry, when are we going? That sounds like fun.
Well, I don't think I could do it without them. Like he knows them. Not
absolutely.
Not me. But anyway, let's go right now.
That's so cool. Yeah, let's go.
All right, 11:30.
Let's get wild.
We're gonna go.
We're actually gonna go, but have a great Valentine's Day, okay? And a great week, really.
Happy Valentine's Day. If you don't have someone to love,
you're a middle child and good for you.
Yeah.
And we love you.
And you'll get through. And we love you.
Yeah. Yes, we do.
But until next time, live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye.
The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.